For pharmacy and medical drugs, behavioral health, high-end radiology, or durable medical equipment, press 1. For member eligibility, press 2. For claims status, press 3. For prior authorizations, press 4. All of WellSense requires providers to check eligibility, claim status, and payment status online or through our automated phone system prior to speaking to a service representative. Please note information provided is not an authorization of payment. All services, even those that do not require an authorization of payment, are subject to our medical necessities requirements as outlined in the member handbook and our medical policies. All services may be subject to audit or review, even after the service has been performed or the claim has been paid. Enter your 10-digit NPI number. That information does not match our records. Please try again. Enter your 10-digit NPI number. That information does not match our records. Please try again. Enter your 10-digit NPI number. Enter the last 4 digits of your tax ID. One moment while we locate your account. Enter the member ID number without any letters. That information, enter the member. Enter the member's date of birth in the following format. 2-digit month, 2-digit day. One moment while we locate your account. That information still does not match our records. Press 1 to try again. Press 2 to speak with a representative. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling WellSense. This is Allison. How can I assist you today?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Alright. How can I assist you today?
Yeah. Hi. My name is Melissa Choi. I'm calling from provider office.
Alright. How can I assist you today?
Claim status.
Alright, I can certainly assist you with claim clarification. Can I get the initial to your last name?
Yes, Melissa Choi. J-O-I Choi.
Alrighty, and can I get a good callback number?
978-774-2555.
Alright, and the name of the provider?
Yeah, Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care.
Alrighty, and can I get the member ID?
B01245442.
Alright, can I get the member's name and date of birth?
Yes, first name is Xavier and last name is Watson, and date of birth is September 26th of 1989.
Alright, the claim ID number?
Claim was not received, so claim ID number is not found.
Okay. So, we don't give general claim status over the phone, but if you have the date of service, I can give you the claim ID number.
Date of service is July 17th of 2025. Claim ID number is not found because the claim is not received and not EOB received.
Okay, so the claim was rejected. We can't see rejected claims. Yep, there's no claim on file.
Claim on non-file. Sorry, submitted the claim.
Yes, the provider can resubmit.
Okay. Second claim status. Second. It's a valid sense claim.
Alright, there was one moment. And the member ID?
Yeah. C00210757500.
Alright, can you verify the member's name and date of birth?
Yes, member's first name is Jennifer and last name is McKersey and date of birth is July 23 of 1988.
And claim number?
Yes, claim number is not found because not received to EOB.
Alright, and date of service?
Yes,
July 3 of 1988.
Hello.
Yeah. There's no claim on file.
Claim on not file, right? Hello.
Correct.
So resubmitted the claim?
Yeah, provider can resubmit the claim.
Okay.
Alright, and the member ID for the last claim?
Sorry?
Do you have another member to go over today?
Yeah, just 1 minute. I check. No.
Alright. If you have other questions, the call reference number is...
Call reference number?
Do you have any other questions? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, yeah. The call reference number is 252-2-1213.
Yes, I repeat, 252-2-1213.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your reference name?
My name is Allison.
Yes, tell out, please.
A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
A-L-I-S-A-N.
Yep, that'll work.
A-L-I-S-A-N.
Yes, that will work.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.